Israel Connection on JA Community Radio in Melbourne, Australia, every Wednesday from 4 till 5 p.m, repeated Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. My name is David Schulberg, and for the past 7 years, I have been bringing you a probing weekly radio program that provides analysis and insight with important interviews and discussion about Israel.
Welcome and a big hello to J-Air listeners in Melbourne. We are live from London. Every Sunday morning with the London Beat, Warren Wills presenting for you the London Beat. Chat and arts all coming to you live from London.
London Beat.
I'm Lily Steiner and I would love you to become a member of J-Air. Love that you're listening, but join up and encourage your friends to join too. It's only $54 a year and it helps us keep the station on the air. You can join on our website www.j-air.com.au.
You are listening to J-Air, 88 FM.
You are tuned into the Havo radio station everyone loves.
J-Air 88 FM.
On air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and online at j-air.com.au.
Greetings, greetings, dear listeners. This is Warren Wills coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, from this week's edition of the London Beat J-Air, 88 FM, 9 a.m. Sunday morning here in Melbourne, midnight. Oh, yes. The twitching hour, stroke of midnight, as you enter the following day, i.e. Sunday, over there in London, United Kingdom. Huge call out. We've got lots of them. First of all, we're going to be having a bit of a review about a fantastic show that happened at Westminster Cathedral last week, and it was Craig Shepherd performing the entire opus, magnum opus indeed, of Chopin's Nocturnes, reviewed by the fabulous Pippa Lang, and which takes us on to an event we're going to cover for next week, and there is an Alzheimer's Dementia exhibition. It happens every year. It's at the Olympia, which is in Kensington, and which is the big barn of a beast of a location where, yeah, all kinds of conferences. I went to a beer festival there, all sorts of nonsense. Anyway, now you might think, oh gosh, in your cynical way, Alzheimer's, dementia. Yes, it's a whole thing. They have loads of exhibits and people come along. And, it's actually quite fascinating. I have my own particular beef about it because the focus is very much on care, not cure. And as you can appreciate, it is a multi-billion dollar industry. More about that later. A huge call out. Speaking of London, a fantastic talent over there. Ms. Jessica Wilde releasing new material. Can't wait to play it on our program for you. She was fantastic as Borte, the lead in the eponymous Borte music theatre piece that we did last year, the year before. God knows when. I'm getting very old, long at the tooth, that is for sure, in London and Kazakhstan. And Jessica Wilde was our fabulous lead. I notice there's no change. The election is going to be hard on the heels very soon over there in the UK. And all the campaigning, the sledging, the promising, oh, hello, boring. Anyway, I see that conscription is firmly on the cards. That will go down well with the older generation, which is kind of ironic, given we've just kind of gone through the 80th anniversary of the D-Day celebrations and remembrance and commemorations, and people who made the ultimate sacrifice to create our way of life now, which is social media normalization of polarized ideas and lying. I don't know. I'm being mildly cynical. I don't mean that. A huge call out to Andromeda Chure over there in New York, who's just released some fabulous material, Contigo. And what a sensational talent she is. The all singing, the all dancing, the all playing, the all acting, my goodness me. With a fabulous, a little cameo from Dad, Stephen Chure, trombonist par excellence over there, who features with it on Contigo. JF, John Farndon, always doing amazing work over there, particularly when it comes to the heavy lifting and when it goes to cultural stuff that is happening for Ukraine. Stuff is happening with the trumpeter. JF, we need to get you back on the program. You need to be talking to us about the production of the trumpeter, which is happening in London, and really has a look at, Ukrainian culture and arts, and goodness me. It's sort of in the news, it's out of the news, oh, God knows. And JB, Jordan Brown, there is no other. There is no one else who does the heavy lifting with the musculature of the main man himself, Mr. JB Jordan Brown. And indeed, producer, composer, the list goes on. But all round, good egg, nice guy, humanist. We need more of his kind as well. A huge call out as well to Denise Sylvie of the Mousetrap fame. How many performances? Over 7,000. A new cast is emerging again. And Denise is artistic director, more grist to your mill. And indeed, I hope the cast is fabulous and to a very successful run. Performances are number over 7,000, not just in English, but as she tells us, they've done it in Mandarin, I believe, in Chinese, and possibly Hindu. Must get Denise back on the show as well. Lots and lots going on. Yours truly, yes, Warren Wills, I have a recital series coming up. It starts next Sunday, June the 23rd. It is called Swoon, and we have plenty of great singers to swoon over. First cab off the rank is Sarah McLean, hot on the heels after that. We have Katie Johnson, Verin Harrell, Kelly Orty, Michelle Agu, Galit Klass, the list goes on, goodness me. Certainly looking forward to that. Tonight here in Melbourne, the Spanish Film Festival. Festival Película Español comenzó. Muy, muy bien. Yeah, Spanish Film Festival starts. We'll get some input on that. The other thing I just quickly want to say, it is the Festival of Shavuot, the Festival of Weeks, which is the time of the harvest, I understand. Like I know. Yes. And there was an evening which happened earlier in the week. It happened at Koleno Habanim, where I had the great pleasure of working alongside two very diametrically opposed but equally talented flautists, one reigning from the Occident, as in Tanya Barkowski. I hope I've got the pronunciation of the name right, but she is certainly a phenomenon and a force for good. And Chinese flautist extraordinaire, Ms. Stephanie Chen, who brought along an incredible array of Chinese flutes. I'm sure very few people had any idea as to the origin of them, but it was certainly interesting. It was being done at 11:45. Can you believe that? How many nocturnal night owl creatures there are who want to really be festooned on an educational level with such wonders as we attempted to unravel the mysteries, talking about contrasting and comparing music from the Orient and music of the Occident. That was for Shavuot, and that happened, as I say, just this week gone. There are so many cultural sporting events on. Goodness me. We could talk about the US Open Golf. I suppose we could. We could talk about the big one, of course, which is, of course, we're getting on with the Euros, and happens in Germany. And England, to be fair, has an embarrassment of riches up front. They should do very, very well. We also have, at the same time, we have the AFL is going on. We have the international cricket, and I see that. I don't know if it's fair to say this, but England had almost like a match. I mean, it was absolutely ludicrous. They were playing Oman. Oh, man. You could say that again. And indeed, Oman were bundled out for something like 35, and England then achieved their target in three overs. Hardly a great advertisement for the World Cup, which is being held in the Caribbean, the USA. Lots and lots of things on. But yes, certainly looking forward to the pleasure of your company in the next 45 minutes. Much to share with you. But yes, we'll be having reviews and interviews and all the rest of it going on. I'm also very minded, there's a festival going on in Melbourne at the moment called the Rising Festival. Hopefully we're going to get someone to have a look at this apparently incredible Indian mentalist and magician doing a show called Spellbound at the Capitol Theatre, RMIT, Swanton Street in the CBD. Her name is Suhani Shah. Sounds like something worth checking out. We are going to pause for some music, and by overwhelming public demand and request, yes, think of England. Well, here's a little anthem for the Euros as Harry Kane, know what I mean, Harry Kane and co, and the amazing Jude Bellingham and Phil Foden strut their stuff on the German stage starting this weekend in the Euros. So here is JB Jordan Brown along with his great cohorts and colleagues as they present to you Think of England. You are, of course, listening to this week's edition of the London Beat.
Close your eyes and think of England. the one who pouts on pavements everywhere. Narcotic smile, thousand-yard stare. See her run, watch her hide away from the sun, and pray for the rain to stay, to bathe a broken head, wash off the blackened tears. The closest thing she has to souvenirs. Oh, close your eyes and think of England. We can wear a hollow crown. Close your eyes and think of England. Gold star lying on the ground. So we all fall down.
And a huge warm welcome back to all of our listeners for this week's edition of the London Beat. That, of course, was Think of England, a fabulous track, maybe a potential anthem in the making if England goes well in the Euros in Germany, who knows. I was very, very moved by the shocking story that exposed the fragility and frailty of human life in all of us and somewhat of the invincibility or perceived invincibility. Michael Mosley, everybody's favourite television health and wellness person, who really made such an outstanding contribution globally to people to be interested in diet and sleep and all the rest of it, sadly passed away while on holidays in Greece on the island of Symi last week. It was really quite extraordinary circumstances for a man of his profound intellect and wisdom and knowledge when it comes to all things to do with health to disappear off into the blazing sun of a Greek island, 40 plus, armed with nothing but an umbrella, no water, no phone, seemed rather strange, but really sad. I suppose, without putting it too bluntly, shit can happen to anyone. We are all fragile human beings. Thus was it cruelly exposed. I see that Taylor Swift has started off a European tour, started in Edinburgh. And I wish Donald Trump would stop going on with the rest of the Republicans that she is a deep state plant, that somehow she is there as a spy, as a CIA spy. Yeah, dream on. I'm very excited about the fact that Maxim Vengerov will be coming out to Melbourne very soon. We will be interviewing the great Maxim Vengerov on the show in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to that. I see that Alan Hansen, the Scotland and Liverpool legend footballer, is taken very ill. In fact, life-threateningly ill, which is a very sad state of affairs. I see there's all kinds of nonsense going on with SpaceX and Boeing and Starship and the whole thing. China has planted the Chinese flag on the South Pole of the Moon. I mean, we haven't even got there yet. We haven't even finished wiping out, eradicating our own little planet before real estate becomes a hot topic when it comes to interstellar travel. Make of that what you will. It has been, of course, the King's birthday weekend. It hasn't really been the King's birthday weekend, and then before it was the Queen's birthday weekend. But here in Australia, we like to sort of make up our own minds when we want to have events. And it was very interesting because I went up to Queensland and thinking, oh my goodness, no one's going to be around. But of course, Queensland and West Australia don't have the same holidays as the rest of the country. So it wasn't the King's birthday weekend up there. And on a much more salient and sober note, as I mentioned earlier, in fact, 80 years since D-Day, which paved the way for what we thought was going to be more peace, but we should have learned our lesson after the Great War, i.e. the war to end all wars, which certainly wasn't the end of the matter by any means. So many people, such a big topic, and something which we really do need to acknowledge. We do desperately need to respect each other. We're not asking everyone to be on the same kind of side of an argument, but we don't need to take up sides per se. We can be on the side of humanity. It isn't necessary because you don't agree with somebody. It doesn't have to end badly. People can have their opinions. Hey, I mean, we have conspiracists. We have all kinds of weird, wonderful, wacky. Bring it on. But let's not, you know, use this as some kind of excuse if people are not exactly the way we are, that somehow we have to resort to the most appalling behaviour. Let's all get on. That's respect. It's fine. People are entitled to their views, however they arrived at them. Why is it important that we attach ourselves to being right? Why is right so important? Okay, we have views, we have opinions, other people do. Who is right? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It really is not about being right. We are going to pause, of course, for some music. You are, of course, listening to this week's edition of the London Beat.
Thank you.
And welcome back to all of our listeners for this week's edition of the London Beat. And coming live from a pokey little town just 200 yards east of London called Berlin is our roving reporter on the scene, Mr. Dick Gross. Dick, are you there?
I am. How are you going, Wazza?
We're going pretty damn well here in Melbourne. Now, a lot of the people who are going to head off, tourists they are, who are going to head off to London's magical West End for the summer are going off to see fantastic shows. But, of course, not every show is a hit, and a lot of them die spectacular deaths and are known as duds or turkeys. I believe you're going to share about one with us as well.
I am. So I went with great anticipation to a musical called Opening Night. It's at one of Cameron McIntosh's theatres. It stars the BAFTA and two-time Olivia Award winner Sheridan Smith. And it's a weird show. And it doesn't captivate. It doesn't have tunes that you walk out humming.
It's a musical. It's a musical?
Story, the musical, lots of singing. She's a huge star.
Yep.
One of the things is that they spent an absolute fortune on it. It's closing 2 months early. It got some really turkey reviews. And they have these cameras on stage under the conceit that they're filming a documentary. And then the camera's output is put on a huge screen. So you don't know whether to look at the live action or to a look at this huge screen. What it does mean is it can involve the audience and live action. So at one stage they showed the audience. Because I was in a bright orange jacket, all I could see was me.
Right.
And I love that. And secondly, it allowed them to do an event where she walks out into the street, live action, and has a hissy fit, and then goes back in and it shows the audience's reaction live in the street on the screen. But it was a distraction. You didn't know where to look.
Tell me, Dick, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? 1 to 10?
3.
3. Now, here's the thing, Dick. This is an important question for you. Important. Some duds and turkeys are so cringeworthy, we often recommend that the punters must go and see them because it beggars belief. Is this one cringeworthy enough to see, or just forget about it?
No, I think it's got some value. Just to see this technique of the live action, they've got a huge orchestra, must have 10 in the orchestra.
Right.
Huge cast. They must be losing money hand over fist. And when we got to the theatre,
yep,
we were up in the gods, right up at the top, and they said, oh, you've been promoted, so we put at the front of the dress circle.
Right.
So they don't have people walking through the door.
Okay.
They've papered the house.
I got it.
For people like me, it's a dud.
I got it. Moving swiftly on here. Now, Dan Crawford, a bastion of culture and somewhat of a legend in British theatre, ran for years and years the King's Head in Islington, which always did new works. Dan, unfortunately, is no longer with us, and I believe the King's Head has in fact changed location. And our roving man on the ground, your good self, Mr. Dick Gross, is going to share with us about an experience at the new King's Head. Do share.
So the King's Head is new. It's got an LGBTI focus, and we went to Diana, the untrue story with Diana in drag, a Swedish performer, and it was fantastic.
Great.
And once again, they used the audience, but this time they used the audience by saving money. So it's a two-hander, and the audience were made to play parts. So people were anointed to be Diana's father and Diana's mother, and they would go up on stage, told where to stand, and read the parts on the screen. So they too had a screen.
Fantastic.
And all these people, some overconfident, some terrified, came on and played multiple parts. It was very pro, Diana.
It was a joyful, triumphant experience.
Yes, because we forget just how important Diana was to legitimising the gay community.
Absolutely.
Particularly during the AIDS epidemic. And so they hated Camilla. And Camilla existed only as a sort of like a ghostly chimera.
Right.
And they were really down on Camilla. And they elevated Diana.
The wicked auntie in Cinderella.
yeah, absolutely. You need a baddie.
Yeah.
And that baddie was Camilla, who I'm sort of quite fond of.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, Dick, what would you give the piece?
8.5.
8.5. And the good thing is, Ron DeSantis will probably never allow it to be staged in Florida. So make that 9.5.
That's right. He's a bastard.
Absolutely. Dick, listen, congratulations. We are going to pause for some music. We thank you very much. We're hopefully going to get a couple more reviews out of Mr. Dick Ross, who is over there up the road from London in a pokey little place called Berlin. We're going to pause for some music. You are, of course, listening to this week's edition of the London Beat.
J-Air 88 FM.
ללכת ברחוב מרגיש לי מסובל ובכל ארבע שנים יש פה מלחמה אצלנו מלחמות זה כמו המונדיאל זה נכון
נכון
ככה המזרח התיכון ועד שנמצא פתרון זה ימשיך להיות נכון הממשלה הוא קם שר האוצר בחיי לא יאמן כמה האדם הזה מוכשר שכחתי לציין הוא קם שר הפנים וכל המצב הזה ממש על הפנים זה נכון
נכון
הוא קם שר ביטחון ועד שנמצא ביטרון חודש אני מגיע למחנק שאני רואה כמה כסף לא נשאר לי בארנק אני יודע שהבטחתי יהלומים וארמונות זה לא יכול לקרות בלי לשלם את החשבונות לא לדאוג יקירתי חשבתי על תוכנית שתגרום למזג האוויר לשנות את החזית יש לי רעיון מטורף ומפופק אומר זאת בשלוש מילים בוא נשגות בנק Don't
זה נכון, זה נכון. אז בואי נשדוד בנק.
The best of Israeli music, only on J-Air, 88 FM.
תגידי איך זה בלעדיי, תגידי אם היה כדאי, עכשיו כשאת רחוק רחוק מעבר ים. אם זה לונדון או פריז, מי לא אכפת, אני צריך אותך קרוב, קרוב אליי. אומרים ייאוש, אין בעולם, אבל אני לא כמו כולם, כי אני אותך אוהב, כשאת עיניך אני נשבח, וזה כואב. כשאת עיניך אני נשבח, וזה כואב. את שולחת נשיקות, חיוכים ולבבות ומחשבות שנודדות מעבר ים. מתי תשוב אהבתי, מתי תשובי אל ביתי, את הדבר האמיתי שבחיי. אומרים ייאוש, אין בעולם, אבל אני לא כמו כולם, כי אני אותך רועד, כשאת עיניך אני נשבר, וזה כואב. אומרים ייאוש, אין בעולם, אבל אני לא כמו כולם, כי אני אותך רועד, כשאת עיניך אני נשבר, וזה כואב. כשאת עיניך אני נשבר, וזה כואב. אבל אני לא כמו כולם, כי אני אותך אוהב, כשאת עיניך אני נשבר, וזה כואב. אומרים ייאוש, אין בעולם, אבל אני לא כמו כולם, כי אני אותך אוהב, כשאת עיניך אני נשבר, וזה כואב. כשאת עיניך אני נשבר, וזה
קרה. כל בוקר לקום אל תוך מעגל החיים, אל משחק השגרה, שוב ללבוש את אותה מסכה, חיוך הרק, לאסוף את השברים, להרכיב מחדש את מה שעוד לא התפרק, ולא להראות שום סימן, להשיב לאחור גלגל הזמן. רגע אחד העולם מתהפך, ואת בת מזל, הם אומרים את נשארת, אבל עם כל הכאב בתוכך, בפנים הדמעות חונקות, את כל כך עייפה, את שרידי מאבק ומרדף, יודעת כי מים כבר לא יעזרו אם הכל מסביב כבר נשרף, ולא להראות שום סימן, להשאיר לעוף עם הרוח ולרגע נדמה שהכל מסתדר חזרה במקום תני לגשם לשטוף את הלב הפצוע כי עוד רגע ישוב העולם
אני אוהב את ההורים שלך אותם אני אוהב את החברות שלך גם אם אין לא אותי אני אוהב את זה שאת קוראת לי גבר אמיתי אני רוצה אותך אצלי בתוך הלב אני רוצה שתיל חזק עכשיו נטוס אני ואת עד הקצה של אלת כי אני ואת עדיין לא עשירים חיים שלי כפרה תביא את הגיטרה לא מתבייש הלילה כוכבים יש רק למעלה הנגל לך עד הבוקר נשיר שירים של עומר כי אני אוהב את החיים שלי שלך אבל אני רוקד משנה כמה עמוק אצלך בים אני אוהב לשבת ככה עד הבוקר עם הלב שלך אצלי אני צוחק כאן כל מי שאמר שלא כפרה, תביא את הגיטרה לא מתבייש הלילה כוכבים יש רק למעלה הנגן לך עד הבוקר נשיר השירים של עומר
J-Air 88FM
נמק נעלם זיכרון מושלם געגוע צורב אדם רגעים ודמעות מסתתרים בתוך סרט נע ומציפים אצלי שוב את אותה תמונה היית קרוב היית קרוב אליי היית קרוב אל תעזור כמו שלנו נוגעת רק פעם אחת בחיים בחיים כמו שלנו זה קשה להחזיק פה ביחד שנים היא עושה לנו רעש ואז מלטפת כמו הגלים היא יודעת לגעת ועד שהגעת לא נגעו בי שנים כמו שבי נגעת את מה שבפנים לא
J-Air 88 FM
J-Air is committed to diversity and inclusiveness for the Jewish and broader community.
j-air.com.au
Hi, this is Mark Kopolov with a reminder that you can support J-Air by joining as a member at j-air.com.au. Your membership fee of $54 a year will help J-Air maintain its commitment of bringing your community to you.
you have any suggestions or requests, we would like to hear from you. Get in touch and send us a text message on 0404 55